On every commercial flight, passengers hear the same calm instruction. In the event of an emergency, secure your own oxygen mask before assisting others. At first glance, this directive can feel counterintuitive, even selfish. Yet it reflects a deeper principle that applies far beyond aviation. In both life and business, the wisdom of putting your oxygen mask on first is about recognizing that sustainable support for others begins with personal stability, clarity, and capacity. At its core, this idea is not about self-centeredness, but about effectiveness. When individuals neglect their own well-being, whether physical, emotional, or mental, they diminish their ability to show up fully for others. A leader who is burned out cannot inspire a team. A parent who is overwhelmed cannot provide steady guidance. A founder who is constantly depleted will make reactive, short-term decisions instead of thoughtful, strategic ones. In contrast, when people invest in their own resilience and clarity, they become far more capable of contributing meaningfully. In life, this principle often manifests as boundaries and self-care. It means prioritizing sleep, maintaining health, and carving out time for reflection, even when demands feel urgent. It means saying no to certain commitments in order to say yes to what truly matters. While this can feel uncomfortable, especially for those conditioned to equate worth with constant giving, it ultimately leads to stronger relationships. People who take care of themselves tend to be more present, patient, and emotionally available. They give not MTVKH obligation, but from a place of genuine capacity. In business, the oxygen mask principle becomes even more critical. Leaders are often under pressure to prioritize customers, employees, and growth above all else. While these priorities are essential, they cannot be sustained if the leader or the organization itself is running on empty. Financial discipline, for example, is a form of putting the mask on first. Companies that maintain healthy margins and cash flow are better positioned to serve customers, invest in employees, and weather uncertainty. Similarly, founders who cultivate their own mental clarity through reflection, learning, or mentorship make better decisions that ripple throughout the organization. This concept also applies at the team level. Organizations that prioritize the well-being and development of their people create stronger, more resilient cultures. When employees are supported, they perform better, collaborate more effectively, and contribute more creatively. In this sense, putting the oxygen mask on first is not just an individual act, but a systemic one. Importantly, this principle requires a shift in mindset. It challenges the belief that constant sacrifice is noble or necessary. Instead, it reframes self-care as a responsibility. Taking care of yourself is not a retreat from your duties. It is what enables you to fulfill them at a higher level. Ultimately, the wisdom of putting your oxygen mask on first lies in its realism. It acknowledges human limits while empowering individuals to operate at their best within those limits. By prioritizing personal stability and capacity, we create the conditions to support others more effectively, whether in our families, our communities, or our businesses.